Okay, so we're just getting warmed up on a Monday, and if you're tuning in and going, well, why aren't you talking about the Tiger? There's nothing new. They need bullpen arms. They needed it last week. They need it today. They'll need it next week. They have 17 days to get it straight with the trade deadline. I'm not freaking out about a loss to Seattle. I'm not freaking out about a four-game losing streak. They're up 11.5 in the division. I wanted to start with the Stallions thing because David was annoyed by Stallions. I, as a non-Michigan fan, every time this guy talks, I just see red. He is deranged. He's a narcissist. He's a sociopath. It explains why Harbaugh got along with him well. They're both the same person. But it's more, what's your reaction to it? Because that spiraled on social this weekend, attacking Sonny Dykes, who, by the way, why is he being asked about Michigan cheating more than Michigan players who have left? Or Sharone? Like, look, Big Ten Media Day is coming quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's safer to ask Sonny Dykes because he's down in a different part of the country, and we can kind of talk about this. Because if you bring this will not be discussed at Big Ten Media Day because, Mike, the media will cannibalize themselves. Whoever asked that question, oh, my goodness. He's either from Columbus or East Lansing.
So you mean doing their job?
Yes, David.
The people will be doing their job because what I'm sick of is I'm sick of hearing from Connor Stallions and him talking like he is the program. We and I and all, this is what we did. And dude, stop talking. The special comes out. I don't need a special from him. I don't need to hear about his background. I don't need to hear about how he did this, how he did that. I want him so far away from this program, it's not even funny. I am tired of hearing his name. I am tired of seeing and reading quotes from him. I'm done with him, but it seems like Michigan isn't done with him.
Michigan will never be done with him, David, until Michigan finally comes out, gives him his championship ring, and says he was the main reason why we won this title.
Oh, but hold on. You don't get to say that because by saying it, you're admitting that cheating matters.
Oh, no, I understand, but this is why he keeps hanging around. His ego is just – he's chomping at the bit like, you guys know it was because of me or why we won this title. Give me my flowers, and they won't.
Now, here's the thing.
They can't.
I think there are a lot of rational Michigan fans on this. The Michigan fans I know, they don't want to hear from Stallions no more. David, right? But take a listen to this. Is Kenny available, David?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kenny, you perused – because when this went viral this weekend, naturally there are responses. That's how social media works.
Yeah.
Would you like to read – you've canvassed this, and are you comfortable saying this is the vast majority?
Yeah, I would say out of the comment section, it's a pretty gross vast majority.
Okay. Just read a few, please.
Call it what you want. Your opinion doesn't remove the national title no matter how much you moan. That's one. More fodder for people who don't know bleep about football is another one. Oh, wow, you mean TCU used dummy signals like every effing high school in America? Get out of here with that weak-ass BS. Of course they use dummy signals. Teams do that all the time. In-game sign stealing, that's what everyone does.
That's not what the scandal's about, but thank you.
No, it's just, but all these ones are all talking points of exactly what we're doing here. It's cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger all over again.
No, I'm still amazed the fact that this guy was allowed to resign and wasn't fired. Mm-hmm. That's still crazy to me. David, what's the ticket text before we get to the callers, brother?
Enough with Connor Stallions. Just suspend more for a couple games. Find Michigan and let's move on. Okay, I'm sick of him.
Time out. Hold on. Here's all I can say. I've never pretended to have any belief in the NCAA, and I've never sat here and told you what I think is going to happen. I have no expectation. I don't. But riddle me this. If it was just a two-game suspension for Moore and, quote, move on, wouldn't this have been resolved earlier? Wouldn't Michigan not have had to have fired their representation and law firm midstream? Wouldn't it have never gotten to a COI? A negotiated resolution should have been easy. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I'm left doing, and again, guys, I don't really care. My team can't get up off the floor. You know my opinion about all of it. You cheated. It's factual. You get to have your fun. I get to have mine. But if there's really nothing and you, quote, just suspend more and move on, then why are we here?
Mike, if it was really nothing when the NCAA came to Ann Arbor, they didn't ask you to come there. They came to you. They came to your crib. You all left. Didn't want to talk to them. You ghosted the NCAA. If it was nothing, you sit there, you hammer it out over a cheeseburger if you want, and you're done.
Different
scandal. We move on.
Different scandal.
I understand. But just the irony of, let's go have a cheeseburger.
I know. Go ahead, David. Then I'll get to the callers, bud.
From Tony and Macomb, he says, Connor Stallions couldn't remember if he was on the CMU sideline, but now he's Rain Man.
Well, okay. Ooh, wow. First things first. The dumbest thing Stallions did was the mockumentary. That's not a documentary. He lied on camera to the NCAA. That's Connor. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. So, again, every time he talks, if I'm a Michigan fan, I would just be annoyed. But the problem is, even when he was away from the program, certain people platformed Connor.
Boom.
They platformed him. They sent him to games. Mm-hmm. Then here are the photo ops at the Rose Bowl in places that if I were a Michigan fan, this guy never should have been. How about what Rico said? I know it was a zinger. And yes, it's about the money. But why was this guy so wrapped around your quarterback you were desperately chasing when he's not a part of the program, but there he is at Belleville?
Oh, no, that wasn't a zinger. That's factual, Mike. He all of a sudden left his job, non-paying job, to go to Belleville in for the final week for the playoffs to help out the quarterback who ended up going to Michigan, who was committed to LSU.
Yeah, it would drive me nuts. And I have no comparative. There's no comparative to any of it. There's no comparative to what the scandal was. I've never seen anything like it. It was just different, right? Like, I'm used to money and lunch bags and stuff, but
no, we saw this in real time. When the NCAA, when the Big Ten, Tony Petitti calls Michigan State and says, hey, guys, I normally don't make this phone call, but if you don't want to play this game coming up this Saturday, no harm, no foul, we will just move away from it. Nobody's getting fined because if you're, well, they know your plays.
Actually, if you don't score, you didn't play. We're so terrible, it doesn't matter.
Mike, let's stay focused.
I'm sorry.
Let's stay focused.
We're just bad at football.
I know, Mike, stay focused.
All right. I will read this text from Jason. He's kind of on that line saying, personally, I blame the Big Ten and the NCAA. They should have handled this 2 years ago. We would be done, wouldn't hear from Connor. That's Jason.
Yeah, but, you know, okay. God, you're going to make me defend Michigan. In real time, I don't think you had enough to stop a season. I said it back then, I'll say it now. That's the genius of cheating in the NCAA, is that you never get the punishment in real time.
No, but see, I disagree, because you did, because you literally had Connor Stallions on the sideline of CMU.
But we didn't, okay, but.
So you could have stepped in and said, what is going on here?
I agree, but Rico, here's the problem. They don't have subpoena power.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
No, you're right.
How about this?
But this is one of those where we watched it.
Like, I know.
A lot of times you find out about the story because a kid does an interview on a podcast or a TV show 3 years ago. Yeah, Tennessee gave me this bag of money, or this happened. I thought it was fake when people kept saying, like, dude, look at this dude with the glasses and the laser beams coming out and all of this. I'm like, that's not, wow, that is real.
I know. But I never realized it was what it ended up being. And honestly. So look, I from an ideological standpoint, I agree with you. It's idealistic. I don't know how. Look, the NCAA normally takes 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. This is going to be under 2. It's been fast tracked. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. I just know one thing. I don't want to hear or see Connor Stallions again. And I'd love to know John's opinion about it, but they couldn't be bothered to talk about it today. 248-539-9797.
I'd love to know Michigan fans' opinion of it. We're going to talk to the fans. Is this guy a cult hero of yours?
It seems like on social he is. But then when you talk to real human beings, like I have several Wolverine friends. I know that may shock people. They hate this guy. Some of them now hate their team. Okay, I'll leave that for you. But on socials, you're right. He's football Jesus. It's a very weird thing, and that's why I thought we could do this today. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just another example why you can't trust the media. You just can't. And whether it's something as important as Epstein files or Hunter Biden's laptop or the country being run by a mummy in an auto pen and either side or both couldn't be bothered to report on it. It's no different with college. I mean, the fact that the LLC story never got investigated, never to be heard from again, when there are people on the beat of Michigan football, the specific beat.
The vacuum cleaner, LLC.
It's this, right, that was dissolved the day that this all broke.
Just yeah. For those who are like, what LLC? Yeah, that's what it
was. Like when you put someone's name on an LLC and they don't know it, that's a felony. Or if you did have your name on there, it means you're in business, which means you're ineligible. Like things like that, that's again, there is a general and justified mistrust of media. And it's bled from politics to sports. It's the same thing now. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we'll get to your calls on the Stallions portion. I don't expect you to care about media. We'll do that next, 97.1.